In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The readings appointed for today circle around a single question. Where does a sinner place his confidence? Or to say it another way, what will hold you when everything else fails? Psalm 71 is the prayer of a believer who has learned, often painfully, that human strength does not last. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. This is not the prayer of a young man full of confidence in himself. It is the prayer of one who knows weaknesses, age, enemies, and the fear of being abandoned. Again and again, the psalmist confesses, "You are my hope, O Lord God, my trust, O Lord, from my youth." His confidence is not inward. It is entirely outward, placed in the Lord who has carried him from the womb and will not cast him off in old age. And that same outward confidence is preached clearly by the prophet Isaiah. "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy, and eat." The Lord does not invite the strong, the wealthy, or the deserving. He calls the thirsty, the hungry, the bankrupt. He exposes the lie we all cling to, that life can be secured by our own labor, our own wisdom, or our own righteousness. "Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy?" This is the law speaking plainly. Everything we try to use to justify ourselves before God fails. It does not satisfy. It does not save. And yet Isaiah does not end with accusation. He moves immediately to promise. The Lord gives freely what we cannot earn: rich food, forgiveness, mercy, and a covenant that does not depend on our performance. And this covenant is grounded not in Israel's faithfulness, but in God's faithfulness to David, ultimately fulfilled in David's greater son. God calls, gathers, and sustains a people not by wages, but by grace. And St. Paul names this grace directly in Romans. "I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." Not advice, not moral improvement, not religious inspiration, but power. God's power to save sinners who have nothing to offer him. In the gospel, Paul says the righteousness of God is revealed, not a righteousness we achieve, but a righteousness given, received by faith alone. The righteous shall live by faith, not by sight, not by strength, not by success, by faith in what God has done in Christ. Here, the three readings meet: Psalm 71, the Old Testament from Isaiah, and Romans. For the psalmist, lifelong trust is what that's about. For Isaiah, it's free invitation. And then Paul's unashamed gospel. They all point to the same truth, that salvation rests entirely outside of us, in the mercy of God, given in his word and promises. And this is why the Christian can pray in weakness without despair. This is why the sinner can come without money and still eat. This is why Paul refuses to be ashamed, because the gospel does what the law cannot. It gives life. And this gospel is not abstract. It is delivered concretely in word and sacrament. The same God who carried the psalmist from the womb carries you in holy baptism. And the same Lord who invites the hungry feeds you with Christ's own body and blood. The righteousness revealed in the gospel is not distant or theoretical. It is placed upon you, spoken over you, given to you for Christ's sake. Therefore, the church prays with confidence, not confidence in herself, but in her Lord. We confess our sins honestly, knowing we cannot pay. We come empty-handed, knowing we will be filled. And we are not ashamed of the gospel, because it alone is the power of God for salvation. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Come, everyone who thirsts. The righteous shall live by faith. This is the song of the church in every age, until faith gives way to sight. This is the song of the church who is not ashamed of the free gift. We gather here this day for that gift. Fellowship. Fellowship is a gift. Grace is a gift. His word spoken is a gift. And that's because that is what will hold you when everything else fails. It is God's power. And for the believer who has learned to take refuge in the Lord, they can leave in confident hope and in the Lord's trust, because it is His faithfulness, the Lord's faithfulness, that the just shall live by. God's power, where we shall not despair. In the name of Jesus, amen.